I thought Golish knocked it out of the park yesterday.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. No, this is not a bomb shelter. It's just raining outside. And on vacation, trying to make sure we get this done, and it's not been easy. But we're here at the Mobile C5 Studios, and we're ready to talk about Alex Golish and all the things that I like the most that he said at Media Days yesterday, and we're going to jump into those in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to Calendly.com/Ford Stokes, Calendly.com/Ford Stokes. You can book an appointment directly into his calendar. Only listeners of The Barn can do that. If you're going to take care of your retirement, you got to start working on it before you retire. So show him some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. I keep talking about how Golish almost seems like a robot, because he just says the right thing every single time. And I thought a lot of the things he said yesterday were exactly what we wanted to hear. And to me, the headliner quote was the whole, "I don't set goals, I set standards." I think that was one that could be on a t-shirt, that could be on a poster, that could be posted on the building somewhere. Like, that is exactly what Auburn fans want to hear. And people keep wanting to bait him into a Hugh Freeze, "I'm not dumb, I know we need to make a bowl game" type scenario, type quote. They want to get a win total. They want to hear him say, because if you give a win total, you can't win. That's a lot of wins there, but you can't win with whatever number you throw out there. If you throw out there 7 wins, which would be over the current line, 6.5, you can't win, because then people are being like, "Oh, look, the expectations are so low. That's so sad, Auburn. Oh, why? Wah, wah." And then if you go higher and you say 10 wins, "Oh, this guy's crazy. He's out there. There's just no chance that's going to happen. He's delusional." And so on and so forth. You can't win. So I loved what he said. He's like, "Hey, look, we're not really worried about win totals. We're worried about standards," which is eerily similar to, you know, we joked about it at the time when Nick Saban talked a lot about the process. We joked about it because we called it cope. That's how you cope after you win 7 games in year one, and this is supposed to be the greatest coach ever. It's cope. But it turns out he was dead on. We're not trying to go win 9 games. We're not trying to go win 10 games. What we're trying to do is set a standard in every single thing that we do, a process. And I believe Golish actually used the word process. And we know that if we take care of those things, the wins will take care of themselves. If we're eating like we're supposed to, hey, we got a brand new cafeteria, football-only cafeteria. We can know every single thing that you put in your body. If you take ownership of that as well, that's going to lead to success among a litany of other things. Weight room, leadership, I mean, film study. I can go on and on. How many hours you put into, you know, hanging out with your team, like just being just guys, dudes, you know what I mean? Like that, all of those little things, all of those standards are what leads to wins. And I think that's what Auburn's been missing, because it's a lot of, let's throw something against the wall and see if it sticks, and maybe we can win 10-plus games. Maybe we can beat Alabama. Instead of, let's start at the ground level. Let's start at the ground level and let's start setting a standard in every single thing we do. And then as, you know, time goes on and those things are embraced, the wins should follow. I mean, you can kind of look at that in everyday life. Yeah, you can have an end destination that's your goal. But he joked about it. It's kind of like New Year's resolutions. Okay, I got goals, but what am I doing to make sure I can get there? What am I doing every single day to make sure that that goal is achieved? I just don't think, as an Auburn fan, I don't know that there's much more that you want to hear. You want to hear about sustainability. You want to hear about, if you're like me, I'm tired of the flash in the pan stuff. I want something year in and year out that you can be excited about. Not are the stars going to align this year or not. You know, having that confidence, because it not only breeds into the fans, it breeds into the players, it breeds into recruits, breeds into the portal. Hey, that's something that I want to go be a part of. Thought he killed it. He doesn't let reporters lead him in directions, which I like. He's not easily baited or goaded into an answer. He has a standard. How about that? He has a standard of what he expects or how he attacks all these questions. And we joke about the length of them and things like that, but it's very deliberate. It's not coach speaky to me. It's not, hey, we're going to take it one game at a time. We're going to go try to win the first one, and we ain't looking past the first one. You know, it's not stuff like that. It's tangible. It's a tangible, like, thought process with, you know, kind of the roadmap explaining exactly what they mean. I dig it. There were a couple more things. Obviously, he talked about Byron Brown, and he talked about having a player-led culture versus a coach-led culture, which I kind of dug that, and we'll talk about that here as well in just a second. But before we do that, let's beat the heat. Go to Precision Tune Auto Care. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and then $50 off any AC repairs over $300. It's open at 7 a.m. now, Central Standard Time in Opelika. If you drop your car off between 7 and 9, you can get a $50 oil change at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway. Beat the heat. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then you go to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you got an Auburn business, it's less than $1 per day. You get a listing on the site, and you get a chance to record a business spotlight podcast. And then if you're an Auburn fan or an Auburn listener and you're going through a buying process of anything, a product, a service, anything, just start at buyauburn.com. Start there. See if there's anyone in your area that's close by, or that someone that's has a product that's not necessarily defined by an area. Start at buyauburn.com and then go from there. That's all we're asking. buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. I love this one too, because it makes me feel validated. It makes me feel validated when you talk about Byron Brown, because I keep asking, like, how is he not in the conversation as one of the best quarterbacks in the country? Why is he not at the tip top of everybody's list? You know, you put out an SEC list and he's like number 8 or something like that. You know what I mean? You put out national lists and he doesn't even make lists. It's like, what am I missing here? And I love the way he turned this around, because the journalist did not ask him if he thought Byron Brown is one of the best in the country. He asked him essentially, like, you know, if at the end of the season we're talking about Byron Brown as one of the best in the country, like, he has to actually go through the season to be in this conversation. what has to happen for that conversation to happen. So if we're going to be talking about him at the top, like all the awards and things like that, what has to happen between now and then for him to get there? See where he kind of led that question? And Gola says, he's already one of the best in the country. Like, I don't know what you're talking about as far as like what he's got to do between now and then to get there. He's got all the tools. He's got all of the production. And he said he's shown this over years already. Like, it's not like it's a mystery what this guy can do. He said, it basically, this isn't about future potential with Byron Brown. This is about right now. He's already should be in this conversation as one of the best in the country. He never talks about mechanics. We got to clean up the mechanics, or we got to make sure that we're making good decisions, or nah. He's already got all the tools. All he's got to do is continue doing what he's doing because he's already there, in his opinion. Continue that daily process. Continue being himself every single day. Keep leading. Leadership is a big deal. And keep trusting that, you know, the preparation that he's done for games, for camp, for everything up until this point has yielded the results. So keep preparing the same way. He knows exactly what Byron Brown can do. And I dig that, because I've kind of had the same mindset. You've heard me say, like, I just don't see how this kid can be bad. I don't see how this kid is not going to be solid. And I know there's a lot of things that go into it. I understand the offensive line. I understand everything. But I get it. But just all of the things that you look for in a quarterback to be successful, to be one of those top quarterbacks in the country, I just don't see how he's not already there. He went on to say a little bit later, and this kind of harkens back to having all the tools to be great and live up to what Golish believes, that he's already one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Byron Brown represents everything that's right about Auburn football and the identity we're building. He's got all the stuff off the field. When your quarterback can be one of the toughest guys on the team, one of the hardest workers, have the most elite process, and one of the best leaders, you can do something special. Already one of the toughest guys. There's no question there. You've seen that in the workout videos. You've seen that in the highlight videos. He talks about wanting to be violent. That's how he defines his running style, or how he describes his running style. One of the hardest workers, again, like, you just look at those workout videos and things like that where he's pushing just as hard as the defensive end or the linebacker or the wide receiver. It's not no prima donna quarterback that I'm going to sit over here and be pretty and not get touched and not get hurt. Like, he's down there in the mud with them. There's a lot of intangibles about being a great player at any position, but particularly at quarterback, that aren't all about accuracy, aren't all about completion percentage, aren't all about yards per attempt, touchdown to interception ratio. There's so many things that go with that to be great that aren't just measured by statistics. And by all counts, it feels like Byron Brown has all of those off the field. So really, really good stuff there. And then the last thing that I really loved, and I feel like this is what Auburn's been missing, and I can go back and think about those 2004 teams and even 2010, maybe it wasn't a lot of players, but the ones that did lead led loudly. Having a player-led team versus a coach-led team. 2013, maybe even to some extent as well. Golish says if your team's coach led, you'll max out at a certain level. But when a team's player led, you can win championships. And how that's really how it's felt. It's really felt like you've had some coaches trying to be the personality or trying to reel this thing in. And who's the guy that's going to step up and make a play? Who's the guy that wants to put the team on his back? How long has it been since there's been that player? And I will say, I felt like an Xavier Atkins at times last year tried to, but maybe there just wasn't enough around him that wanted to kind of lead in the same vein or lead in the same way. And now you have a coach that's giving you the green light on that. Now you got an Xavier Atkins on defense and you got a Byron Brown on offense and it becomes contagious. That's when special things can happen. And not only is it just, you know, not only we're just talking about like the skill guys, you know, offense, defense, you can see it even bleeding over into special teams. This may be my favorite story he told is about Alex McPherson. And, you know, everybody knows the story about Alex. Everybody knows what he's been through. Everybody knows the obstacles that he's overcome the last 2 years. And Golish basically just told him, like, look, bro, you're 90% for your career. We need you. So you don't have to be there. We don't necessarily need you grinding in these winter workouts and things like that. Just need you kicking field goals. You know, need you just being a field goal kicker. And he says, I'm not a kicker. I play football here. So I'm going to do everything that the right guard does. I'm going to do everything that the safety does. I'm going to do everything that everybody does because I'm here to play football. I'm a kicker coming off an injury, coming off not really I guess you could call it an injury, but really like a huge health issue. I've finally regained some strength. I don't care. I'm a football player. I want to be a leader too. Even though, you know, I play sparingly, my role is important and I want to be a part of it. That stuff's contagious, man. That's the kind of stuff that that's like movie quote type stuff. If they write a movie script about this Auburn team after this season, like that'll be one of the big lines. And I'm not just a kicker. I play football here. And that harkens back to having a player-led team and where – and then like the ceiling being shattered on what this team could potentially be when you have all the pieces and you're player-led, you have that culture. That's good stuff, man. I thought they did a great job yesterday. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. Got to jump into what Byron Brown says. We're going to talk about what Champ Anthony says. And then a little bit more into Alex McPherson. And then some of the ancillary interviews they did instead of just what they did on the main stage. So much to talk about. And we're going to get to all of it throughout this week and I'm sure even into next as football camp. Fall camp is just like 2 weeks away. It's crazy. Y'all have a great rest of your day. We'll talk again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.